I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we catch up with former PCM star athlete Brandon Myers. After the 2004 PCM State Championship boys basketball team was honored on December 5th for their 20-year anniversary, Brandon went on to play college football at the University of Iowa and had a 7-year NFL career.
Well, Brandon, you know, the 2004 State Championship boys basketball team was honored here tonight at PCM. Can you just kind of talk about what that means to you being back here and getting to celebrate with your former teammates?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. Been 20 years now. You don't think about it, it goes by like that. So it's been good to get back and share some stories, share some memories. So it's been good.
Can you kind of talk about, you know, maybe just a couple key memories from that, your senior season and winning the state title? You know, you guys were obviously the best team in the state. You were one of the best players in the state. Anything real stick out to you from that year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we were just talking about our road throughout the whole season, the ups and downs, and then we were literally just looking at the playoffs. And once we got into the tournament, we had a really hard road. We, you know, we played Bondurant. We went to overtime with them, I believe. And then we went to Nottoway Valley. It was close with them. So the end of our season was very, very tough. So, it's kind of fun to get back and talk about some of those memories that pop up. So, It's definitely very fun to do, very, very special.
You know, you had a great career in college with the Iowa Hawkeyes and a good career in the NFL. You know, going into that senior basketball season, did you kind of have your mind made up that you wanted to play college football? Or
yes.
Was basketball still in the back of your head?
No, I had football made up at that time, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and you went throughout that season, then you went into the recruiting process and everything like that. You know, what was the change a little bit from growing up in kind of a small community like PCM and then stepping onto that campus at University of Iowa?
It was definitely a culture shock. Growing up in small town Iowa, you know everyone and this and that. I think my first class I had 500-600 people in there, so it was definitely a culture shock. But I had to grow up fast and. Something that I'll cherish forever.
Was there a couple maybe values that you could point out that you took away from Coach Lawrenson and here in your high school basketball days at PCM that you've really carried with you throughout your life?
You know, I've known Coach long before I started playing with him. I'm best friends with his son Todd growing up, so I was around, was in the locker room, this and that. And just one thing about Coach is he's always just been detail-oriented and, you know, staying the night at his house with Todd, this and that, we'd watch film together and just be so detail-oriented that, once I started playing with him and all that, you know, it's just very easy to see why he's successful because he's worried about the small things. You know, there was no thing that was too big. You know, he's always making sure that, everything was covered. So, it was good times, you know.
Well, Brandon, kind of before you close, if you could give advice to somebody else that was, you know, maybe your age back when you were in 2004, you know, at high school right now, and they want to achieve what you've done and get to that point, what'd you say?
I would say play every sport that you possibly can. Don't think because you see something on social media where these kids are only playing football or only playing basketball. Once you get to the NFL, every player was the quarterback. Every player was the point guard. They're all just athletes. So the more you can play, the better off you'll be.
And one more thing I wanted to ask you about. You were honored at Kinnick Stadium there in October as part of the ANF All of Honor. What did that mean to you to be back at Kinnick and get honored in that way?
It meant everything. From top to bottom, they asked me, about the award, and I was totally, totally humbled and honored. And, they took care of my family. They honored me and my family, and it was amazing to be back in Kinnick for my kids to be able to experience that, something they never experienced. It was a big deal for us. It was great.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. Thank